The Lord usually gives me pictures. Some people might call them visions. I don't know. It started happening very naturally. I couldn't tell you when it started happening. I believe it was after I was baptized in the Holy Spirit, which was a long time ago. But to give you a little bit of a taste of it, I wanted to share one with you that I received probably, I'm thinking back how many years ago it had to be, and I know where we lived at the time, and I kind of know what we were going through and things like that. So it had to be somewhere between 25 and 27 years ago. And we were going through some rough times, going around that old mountain, you know, again. And I was a homeschooling mom. And I was sitting there, and I'm arguing with the Lord, and I said, Lord, I just want to be teachable. I'm so tired of this, you know, going around this mountain over and over and over again. And he said, there's teachable people and there's trainable people. I want to be teachable. I want you to be able to tell me something. I want to be able to hear it, and I want to be able to do it. I'm sick and tired of being trainable and having to be like a little kid and being dragged around by the arm, you know. and he immediately gave me this picture. And it was just that fast. I knew what it meant also. It took no time at all. And the picture that he gave me was of a boxer. And I'm not a big sports fan or anything, unless my kids were involved. So it wasn't anything that I'd been watching or anything. Anyway, I saw this boxer. And he was all dressed up. I could tell he was a boxer. And he was sitting at a table like this. And he was watching videos. And it's screen, and he's studying all these moves, and he had a teacher there teaching him how to box. And then there was another one, and this guy was in the boxing ring. And every day, somebody that was bigger and tougher came and sparred with him. And the question was, who's going to win?
Ooh, that's good.
And then I saw another picture, and the next picture was of an army. And this army was sitting at tables, like I would imagine would happen at like Annapolis or someplace like that, you know. And the generals were there, and they were studying all the strategy and everything of all these wars, of all these wonderful battles, and who won these battles, clear back through history. And they're studying all this, and they're sitting there at these desks, and they're poring over these maps and all this strategy and everything. And then I see another one, a whole other army, and they're taken up to Alaska. And they jump out of an airplane, and they have to work their way out of the mountains. And then they're taken to like a jungle, like a swampy jungle, like the Amazon, I suppose, would be. And they're thrown in there, and they've got to work their way out. And then they're taken out in the desert, and they're thrown out there, and they have to work their way back. And he said, who's going to win? And I quit complaining about being trainable. And I've told people that story over the years when they're going through tough stuff, because it's not the Lord is our general. He's our tactician. But we have to be spiritually prepared. And that's what both of those were about. So that's one example I wanted to tell you about. And then I wanted to tell you another way he sometimes speaks to me. This spring, within the last year, I was praying about something, a particular situation that's really had me upset and worried and everything. It's an ongoing situation. And I'm like, it doesn't look like you're doing a thing with this whole thing. This is not turning out the way I thought you were going to have it turn out. And I'm kind of, I go back and forth like this. And he said three words. And I can't tell you what his voice sounds like. He probably, it's not this big, booming, huge voice or anything, you know, but I know it's him when I hear him. And he said, I've got this.
Oh, that's good.
That's all he said. I'm like, oh, okay. He's got it.
That's good.
And so when I get worried about it again, it's like, you said you've got it.
Oh, that's good.
And so he encourages me in these ways. Mm-hmm. He's given me encouragement. So I can turn around and I believe give them to you at times and to other people. I'll give you the one, a recent one here. I walked into church one day this spring, sat down during the opening prayer. I sit down and I had sandals on. And I look down and I see broken sandals. And my sandals weren't broken. You know, I could see my sandals. They were absolutely fine. But I saw broken sandals. And I didn't understand what it meant. And I'm like, what does that mean? What are you trying to tell me here? And so he led me to a verse. And it was Ephesians 6:15. And it says, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And so I'm sitting there the whole time. I'm like, that's weird. Why'd you give me that? You know, the service goes on and everything. And then we have some special music. And Christopher Duncan does some special music. And he brings up those verses when he's giving a little exhortation, when he's singing. And I'm like, that's for all of you. That's for everybody. That you can't have broken sandals.
Oh, that's good.
And be prepared to go out and share the gospel of peace. And so that's how I knew it was for everybody, not just me. Sometimes they're just for me, and I'll use them other times, you know, later at times to encourage somebody else or explain, you know, that doesn't mean God's not there when you're going through junk. And so I used to always think that nothing that everybody saw those types of things. You know, I didn't know that it's not like the writing on the wall or anything. I mean, other people could read that and saw that and everything, but it's there. It's vivid. Sometimes it's very vivid colors, just as clear as you people sitting out there. And other times it's more just a silhouette or something, and I know what it is. But it's always encourages me. And sometimes I believe it's to encourage other people also. Amen.